to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the Stewardship Witness for Sunday, October 8, 2017, by Dr. Rick Maybauer.
What I'm grateful for. I'm thankful for who I am and what I've been able to accomplish. I was born in the USA, Wyandotte, Michigan, September 41. Of great parents, a nurse anesthetist, and a flight surgeon in the U.S. Army Air Corps. Having a public education, having parents who supported me in my reading difficulty, and they had the wherewithal to give me help. Being a leader in school, president of the senior class, I grew up to be a big kid, lettering in rowing, track, and swimming, where I was captain, and the most valuable swimmer. I attended Albion and had a great Christian education. I received my medical degree at Wayne State University. Training as an orthopedic surgeon, spending a year at the Shriners Hospital for crippled children. After moving to Rochester and being able to be a leader at Crittenden and Beaumont Hospitals, and as a caregiver, I was able to help thousands of people from infants to seniors. As an orthopedic surgeon, I was able to repair many problems, but only with God's help could these fixes be made whole. I'm grateful for God's help on personal issues. A brain aneurysm in my wife, which has a 60% chance of death and paralysis, was part of our life. We got through this crisis successfully with our faith in God. We eventually had two major spine surgeries, then only to have a 30-year-old daughter come down with a malignant brain tumor, from which she is doing well. With our faith in God and our love of Jesus, our life has been wonderful. Jesus allowed me, a dyslexic kid, to have a life helping my fellow man in Rochester and in Ghana, West Africa, where I started the joint replacement program. I'm thankful for my retirement years to remain a leader at Crittenden and run a free medical clinic at OPC to give the seniors the information they desire about their health. And finally, I'm thankful for what I'm able to do here at St. Philip's.